The following sermon was delivered by Rabbi Joshua Davidson on Saturday, May 31st, 2014.
Dear friends, with great eloquence and insight, Harry has taught us about religious devotion. And he's reminded us that devotion requires shouldering responsibility. Such an important lesson, one which Parashat Naso teaches through imagery that I believe speaks as powerfully as any in the Torah. In the book of Numbers, we read quite a lot about the Israelites' desert wanderings. Wherever they traveled, their portable sanctuary, the tabernacle, went with them. Each Levite family was assigned its own piece of the Mishkan, as it was called, to guard and carry. Each of you received with your prayer book this morning a service sheet that has on one side the musical selections and on the other songs and also a series of texts. So take that out. In the bottom half, you'll see it says Parashat Naso. Take a look at Numbers chapter 7, verses 1 through 9, and follow with me. On the day that Moses finished setting up the tabernacle, he anointed and consecrated it and all its furnishings, as well as the altar and its utensils. When he had anointed and consecrated them, the chieftains of Israel, the heads of ancestral houses, namely the chieftains of the tribes, those who were in charge of enrollment, drew near and brought their offering before the Lord, 6 draft carts and 12 oxen, a cart for every 2 chieftains and an ox for each one. When they had brought them before the tabernacle, the Lord said to Moses, "Accept these from them for use in the service of the tent of meeting, and give them to the Levites according to their respective services." Moses took the carts and the oxen and gave them to the Levites. 2 carts and 4 oxen he gave to the Gershonites as required for their service, and 4 carts and 8 oxen he gave to the Merarites as required for their service, under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. But to the Kohathites he did not give any, since theirs was the service of the most sacred objects. Their porterage was by shoulder. Interesting. So 2 Levite families, the Gershonites and the Merarites, receive something for the performance of their tasks that the Kohathites do not, and Harry told us, carts and oxen. But why? How is the Kohathites' burden different from the burdens of the Gershonites and the Merarites? Well, Harry answered that too, referencing passages earlier in the parasha. Look at the next set of verses, Numbers chapter 4, verses 24 to 26. Follow along. These are the duties of the Gershonite clans as to labor and porterage. They shall carry the cloths of the tabernacle, the tent of meeting with its covering, the covering of dolphin skin that is on top of it, and the screen for the entrance of the tent of meeting, the hangings of the enclosure, the screen at the entrance of the gate of the enclosure that surrounds the tabernacle, the cords thereof and the altar, and all their service equipment and all their accessories, and they shall perform the service. So as the Israelites journey Bamidbar in the wilderness, the Gershonites are responsible for transporting the fabrics of which the tent of meeting is constructed. How about the Merarites? What do they carry? Look at the next verses. These are their porterage tasks in connection with their various duties for the tent of meeting: the planks, the bars, the posts, and the sockets of the tabernacle. All the posts around the enclosure and their sockets, pegs and cords, all these furnishings and their service, you shall list by name the objects that are their porterage tasks. These are the duties of the Merarite clans pertaining to their various duties in the tent of meeting, under the direction of Ithamar, son of Aaron the priest. So the Merarites are responsible for transporting the hardware, the planking, and other elements that give the tent its structure. And to carry their burdens, the Gershonites and the Merarites are permitted to use carts and oxen. Not so the Kohathites. Their burdens are different. They are to carry the tabernacle's most sacred objects, the ark containing the Ten Commandments, the menorah. And how are they to carry these things? Harry told us this too. On their shoulders. We know, in fact, from the book of Exodus that these objects were constructed with poles for this very purpose. And so using these poles, the Kohathites would take the tabernacle's most sacred objects and hoist them upon their own shoulders and carry them there. And I would suggest to you that these instructions are much more than a description of how an ancient people carried its camp through the desert. One final text by the great Rabbi Morris Adler. It seems to me, as I read this verse and reread it, that we are being told not only about a detail of transportation, but that we are also being instructed in a very important matter. When it comes to the very heart of religion, we must not try to find, and cannot really find, a substitute for our own shoulders. We cannot transfer to anybody else or anything else the obligations that rest exclusively upon ourselves. There are things that others cannot do for us. Adler's comment, Harry's sermon. It's all about spiritual fulfillment. One cannot achieve a sense of Jewish religious meaning without some personal investment of time and energy. It cannot be won by proxy. It's not enough just to send our children to religious school. That may help. But if we want our faith to mean something to us, well, we have to go along with them. Nor, as Harry reminded us, is ritual observance alone enough. Our hands must reach out to the lost and lonely. Our hearts must open up to the sorrowing. Our shoulders must support the weak. Each of us could, upon reflection, easily identify other obligations, other responsibilities we would deem sacred, whose proper fulfillment requires our own direct and very personal involvement. Rearing children, maintaining loving, close relationships with parents, brothers, sisters, reaching out in our workplace to let our coworkers know that we value them as people, and reaching out to our clients so that they know we consider them to be more than account numbers. All of these require a great personal commitment of time and emotional energy. Here, too, there simply remains no substitute for our own shoulders, though sometimes we do fall into the trap of thinking there is. We live in an era of ever-expanding bureaucracies. We have at our disposal the tempting tools of a technological explosion to carry out tasks on our behalf. Bulk mail, voicemail, email, Facebook, Twitter. And like the carts and the oxen, these wonderful applications have their functions. They help us keep in touch. But there is an essential difference between keeping in touch and actually touching. That requires devotion, personal investment. So this is the gift that Parashat Naso gives us. Lessons about commitment to those ideas that are most important to us and to those people who are most important to us. For each of us, the challenge is in knowing what we can place in the carts on the oxen and in remembering that some tasks we must bear upon our own indispensable shoulders. Hearing your words, Harry, listening to you teach us, we have confidence in your ability to make that distinction. You know what it means to bend your shoulder to the task, to invest yourself personally in relationships, in projects, in beliefs. You are one who gets involved, who does reach out to other people, building meaningful relationships. And you, I think, have also come to understand the rabbinic teaching that says those who bear the ark are also somehow uplifted by it, that devotion is its own reward, that there is great joy in service to those ideals sacred to us. Now we're looking to your shoulders to lead us. But know that we have total confidence in you and that we will stand beside you. We are so very proud of you. We look forward to celebrating with you the many joys we pray will be yours. We love you for who you are and for whoever you are yet to be. And I would conclude with the words from this week's Sidra, which you chanted so beautifully. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord deal kindly and graciously with you. The Lord bestow favor upon you and grant you and all of us peace.